Nolte, Politico believes God-hating Democrats can lure faithful away from Trump. By John Nolte on June 13, 2019. The far-left Politico is now so bubbled and provincial. It is taking seriously the idea that this current crop of far-left Democrat presidential candidates can attract faith voters. Dems make a play for faith voters turned off by Trump. The headline reads, and then the piece itself lies about a President Trump who has bragged about sexual assault. Fact check, he didn't, and because I refuse to contribute to the spread of fake news, I will not link this piece. Overall, Politico believes Trump's libertine past will hurt him with the faithful, which means the pious sincerity of Christians like mean little Mayor Pete Buttigieg, DN, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, and the others in the Dem field, give them a real advantage over the sinful bad orange man in 2020. Oddly enough, though, Politico does not share a few of the issues that might turn the faithful off about these candidates and the Democrat Party overall. For instance, the Democrat Party is the party that boos God. Democrats in Congress removed "So Help Me God" from the swearing-in oath. Mean little Mayor Pete believes it is okay to defy God by living with another man because God made him a homosexual who wants to live with another man, and those of us who point out that this is sinful are racists, or something. Democrats want to use the government to enslave Christian artists, to force them to use their art to celebrate homosexual marriage. Democrats want taxpayer money to fund things like Piss Christ. Democrats are desperate to legalize the butchering of a baby even after it has been born. Democrats celebrate 10-year-old drag queens. Buttigieg thinks all Trump voters are bad Christians and he's the only good Christian because he's openly and proudly gay and wants to kill babies. Democrats want to wipe God out of public life. Democrats want your 12-year-old daughter to share a restroom or locker room with a mentally ill man wearing high heels, a skirt, and 5 o'clock shadow. Worse of all, though, many of these Democrats are engaging in the most sinful behavior imaginable, which is to argue Christianity is something it's not, to try and bamboozle people into believing Christianity justifies same-sex marriage, homosexuality, transgenderism, abortion, socialism, high taxes, bigger government, environmental extremism, and what Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, laughably describes as civic grace, which appears to mean Christ always intended to take away our health insurance and force us into Medicare for all. Christian free will challenges us to put a good faith effort into figuring out what Christ wants from us in the modern world. But the slaughter of children, homosexuality, booing God, serially persecuting this Christian cake artist in Colorado, same-sex marriage, 10-year-old drag queens, and destroying the innocence of young girls by forcing them to share a locker room with a biological man. Come on, y'all. This stuff is not up for debate. The Bible is achingly clear on sexuality, family life, protecting the religious conscience, protecting the innocence of children. If you want to disagree with the Bible, fine. If you choose not to be a Christian because Christianity violates your personal beliefs, fine. We live in a free country. It's one thing to pretend you're a Christian when you're not. Maybe Trump is a fake Christian. Maybe Obama's a fake Christian. That's one thing and it is none of my business. But to argue that Christianity is something it is not is, by definition, demonic. To deliberately lead people of good intentions away from the faith with lies, with their very souls in peril, that is the work of the devil. Let me close by saying I take no pleasure in this debate. If he agrees to kill terrorists, lower taxes, secure the border, protect my religious freedoms, and deport illegal aliens, I'll vote for a bisexual polygamist married to 2 car batteries and a Star Wars action figure. My preference is to worry about my own plentiful list of sins, my own shortcomings, and my own relationship with Christ. Unfortunately, we cannot remain silent as Democrats and their allies in the fake media pervert the faith and deliberately seek to mislead people of goodwill into believing sin is virtue, not with souls on the line. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.